Amen. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I believe that this is God's word. I believe that God bless me with his promise. Father, I thank you for the bless you have on this book and for me this morning. I receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wanted to share with you this morning where the blessing from the Lord is come from. We usually talk about blessing from the Lord, or power from the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the double portion of the Holy Spirit. But I wanted to share with you, or to talk to you, or to make you understanding where the blessing comes from. We know that the blessing comes from God, from the heaven, who created us, who blessed us. But there are rules and regulations to follow in the house of the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to take you to attention of two great men of God in the Old Testament, the prophet. The prophets, Elijah and Elisha. So they're the two men that can give us an illustration of the most powerful thing that we have in the book of the Lord. And so it is important that you and I, we understand the amount of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, how they come to our life. Elisha received double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit by Elijah. We saw that this is a powerful thing that we need to learn in our life. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 13, is a mighty story that most of you knows very well. And if we start from verse 1, they said, "And it came to pass, when the Lord was taking up Elisha into the heaven by the whirlwind, and Elisha went with the Elisha from Gilboa to and the Elisha said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord sent me to battle. And Elisha said to him, as the Lord live, and as you so live, I will not leave you. So they went to battle. And so the son of the prophet that they were in battle come before Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today? And they said, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Your whole, your peace. And Elisha said to him, Elijah, stay here, for the Lord sent me to Jericho. For the Lord, and he said, how the Lord live, how your soul live, I will not leave you. Continually to go together. So they come to Jericho, and the son of the prophet was in Jericho, come to Elisha and said, did you know that your master will take away from you today? He said, yes, I know. Please keep you in peace. And Elijah said to his, stay here, for the Lord will send me to Jordan. And he said to them, how's the Lord leave? How's your soul leave? I will not leave you here. I'll come with you. And then the 50 men of the son of the prophet went to stood up and view what's going to happen to Elijah and Elijah into other side the Jordan. Let's pray together this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord. We pray that the word will come to your heart in a spiritual way. We thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to us, how we needed to treat you, how we needed to serve you, how we needed to stay close unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. This is a my story. It is a my story that we see how the prophet Elijah received the double anointing. The double anointing is come, and when you serve in God with all your heart, there is. Remember what the man was saying to him. He said, stay here. I'm going to Gilgal. But the man said, how's you leave? The Lord leave, and your soul leave. I will not leave you alone. I will come with you. And so they went on. So they got to Gilgal, and the prophet Elijah said to Elisha, stay here. The Lord will send him in Gilgal. And he said, how the Lord is leaving, how you shall leave, I will not leave you by yourself. I will come with you. And they went to Gilgal. So then they got to Gilgal and said, stay here, that the Lord will send me to Jericho. But he repeated that. He said, oh, how the Lord leave, how you shall leave, I will not leave you alone. I will come to Jericho. And then when he got to Jericho, he said, stay here because the Lord has sent me into the Jordan River. He said, how the Lord leave, how you shall leave, I will not leave you alone. I'll come with you to Jericho. You know this story very well. So when Elisha's come to the river of Jordan, he took his mantle, he rubbed it off, and hid the water. The water is open, and they cross into the dry land on the other side. So we see here there's four potential places that everyone in us, we needed to understand what that is. The first thing we needed to know, where is Gilgal? Gilgal is a place where the people can worship God. Amen. So you know you know the story very well. You know, when Jacob was coming from his uncle's house and there was a feisty consequence on the wall with his brother, they was in Gilgal, where the prophet was stayed there and sleeping there all night. And on the night he saw the angel of the living God that with a step had gone up to the heaven and coming there from the heaven. And they said, this is the place where the heaven is open. This is the house of the Lord. Remember that. And so Jacob got to prepare an altar and worship God in that place. That's number one. See, the people of God, they got to understand that the blessing of the Lord is coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. Into his presence. So we saw this very, very clear. Why Elijah take Elisha into this place? Because he got to learn that in the house of the Lord, he got to go to see by himself that in the house of the Lord, there is the presence of God. And there is where you and I, we can bless it because of the Lord, the presence of God is there into his place where the heaven can be opening and touch your life. Very, very important. Some people said, oh, you know, I don't have to go to church to receive a blessing. You know, it's God, it can be anywhere. I'm telling you something. Before Elijah taking the double portion of the Holy Spirit, this fourth place they needed to visit. Very important. The second place, there was a Gilgal. Gilgal. It is a place that is not far from Jericho. It is on the east side of Jericho. Today, many people, they wanted to be anointed or receive the Holy Spirit without experience the presence of God. It is important that you and I, we experience the presence of God. Gilgal is a place where you and I, we can receive the presence of the Lord into our life. And many, many people, they wanted to talk about the Holy Spirit. They wanted to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. I got these people every day. They come to me, they say, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit can come to me, they bless me. But you don't live according to the Holy Spirit. How can God bless you if you don't live according to the Holy Spirit? I said to you that Bethel is a place of the house of the Lord. You know what the house of the Lord is? Where God's presence is. Amen. Where God's presence is. Now, Jacob is a prophet of the Lord. He received a double portion of the Holy Spirit. He was coming from his uncle's house. You know the story. I don't have to go back to tell you that. But when he finds a terrible situation in his life, God was present. And God transformed his life for the rest of his life. Because the Holy Spirit is fighting with him to change the atmosphere of the way this man was living. Amen. We see that he being faith, that God is actually strengthened to his leg, and his leg was limp for the rest of his life, and that he saw the heaven open, a ladder from the ground to the heaven, and the angel up and down from the place, and said, "This is the house of God's presence." It's number one. Bethel is the house of the Lord, and like we said, we needed to respect the house of the Lord. We left it, gone to the house of the Lord with the respect, with the respect to God, well presenting to his presence. Amen. Because the house of the Lord, you don't go before the Queen Elizabeth or before the president, just like in, you know, you go there with the respect. Amen. And the house of the Lord is respectable because God's presence is there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I thank you a lot for you cleaning the church, who come and help him, who come and do the whole community, who do everything is possible for the presence of the Lord. So remember that Jacob feeling God's presence in Bethel. Bethel is the glory of the presence of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord, he said. This is the house of God. This is the gates of the heaven. This is the presence of God. And Jacob lifted up an altar. He put some stone, he built up an altar, and they anointed God's presence there. Amen. And that's why Elijah bring Elisha to see the presence of God. Because here is the story. In a short term of day, Elijah will go to the heaven. Nobody will see him again. He'll take all his anointing with him. But Elisha wanted to have the anointing before he leave the place. So he needed to go into Bethel. Spiritual means very important. The third thing I want to tell you today is the one more, most important thing that we needed to know. Elijah, once again, he said to, he tempted to stop him, to stop him in Bethel. He said, "You can stay here. You don't need to come with me." But he said, "How the Lord leave you, how your soul leave you, I will not let you to go by yourself." Many people today, they want to receive God's blessings only on their own way of living. Not even want to go into the house of the Lord. Not even wanted to do something from God. No one wants to submit into the own to God's presence, and they want to have this double portion of the Holy Spirit. Elijah took in Elisha in Jericho. Jericho is representing the power of the evil. If you know the story, Jericho is the city for resisting to the entering to the promised land. We know that Joshua has conquered Jericho with the great power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jericho, it was one of the most strong cities in the world in the time. And Jericho was right on this side, the Jordan River, where the enemy resisting to the people of God. And they cannot take in the promised land. They cannot go into the land that who supply milk and honey for the people of God to live a blessed life until they will take Jericho under the power. So you know the story. Jericho represented the devil power, the world power, the world that tell you you don't need to have a Christian life, you don't need to go to church to be blessed. The world tell you all these things, the television speaking to you all these things. But let me tell you, if you don't take Jericho and destroy the work of the devil, you will never be covered with double portion of the Holy Spirit in your life. That will never happen. Because you needed to destroy Jericho from the inside of your heart. You needed to destroy the devil of the devil things. So the things we do in life, they combine with the things on the world. If we want to be Christian people, we needed to separate it from the things of the world. Pastor Tony, how can I separate it from the things of the world? It's easy. When you're doing what God wants you to do. Amen. So Elijah bring Elisha in Jericho. Jericho, there has a mount of power of the enemy. Jericho crawl under the word of the Lord speaking. When the people of God is screaming, the lungs of they speaking, the wall of Jericho falling down, and the people of God took over the enemy and destroy them. If you read the Bible, they said they destroy everything that was on the city. The only left who one God is commanded to left. That means they took control of the wall, of the power of the enemy. Christian people who come to the house of the Lord and they fill up with the anointing of the worship of God, fill up with the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can go into the wall and the wall will tremble before you, because you are the anointed one with the double portion of the heavenly blessing through your life. But you cannot win the wall if you live it on the things of the world. Elijah bring Elisha into the Jordan River. The Jordan River, it is a border between the wilderness, the hard life, the slave, and the promised land. You know the story. The God miracle power opened the Jordan River, and the people walking through the dry land and took possession of this place. So Elijah do very similar situation, because he want to teach his servant that you need to go into the Jordan River. So what Jordan River represent? It represents the anointing and the power, the deliberation of the wilderness, that you enter from to the blessed life. It touched the water. The water was separated. They go across, and the wind of milk come, and the horse of fire that come through, and the Elijah being taken away to the heaven. But we see this story that Elijah gripped the mount of this master and hold his hands. Because the story said to him, he said, what do you want for me that you travel with me wherever I go? He said, I want a double portion of what you have into your life. He said, that is a hard thing to ask, they said. But nevertheless, if you see me when my God had taken me, you will receive. And we see the Bible telling us, they said, oh my God, the house of God. He grabbed it close. The mount this man has to cover, he grabbed it on his hands. And the master, he went to the heaven. And this master we're talking about is still on the heaven. He don't come back yet. He will come back one day and we see his power. By Elijah. Elisha went back. He used this mount again, touched the water. The water separated, got back into the promised land. Because of this man, the Bible telling us, they receive double portion on the Holy Spirit. How many people want to have a double portion of the blessed? Double portion of the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you, my dear friend, number one, you must be passing to Gilgal. Number one, you and I, we needed to make our life root into the presence of the Lord. Gilgal, I say to you, is the house of the Lord. You got to remember the mighty power that come there from the heaven. Amen. You needed to remember that, because the miracle, the anointing, the blessing for your job, for your money, for your family, for your children, they only come from the heaven and no other place. Because he created you for living from blessing to blessing, from glory to glory. He created you. He created me. He wants us to understand that he has the anointing that can supply everything we need. The second thing, we must be passed through Bethel. Bethel establish personal contact with God. Better establish personal contact with God. The Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, they passing through this place and they consider it that if you don't know Jesus as your own Savior, if you have not that particular contact into your life, you cannot receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Elijah received a double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that Elijah had. The third point I want to tell you. You and I, we must be making sure that we pass it through Jericho. What is Jericho, my brother? Jericho is a place you can leave everything behind on the wilderness. Jericho is a place that you can baptize yourself, die on this world, and rise in new life. Amen. Because the Bible telling us that all the people of God who possessing the blessing from the Lord into the promised land, they got it gone through the Jordan River and symbolically representing that you die on the wilderness and you rise in your life into the presence of the Lord. So you've been baptized, you've been die on this world, you die on your sins, and you're living forever into the presence of the Lord. That's what it is. So it's important that we go through the River Jordan, that we enter into the presence of blessed God. The Lord Jesus Christ is taking you, mount all the jacket you have, and that He covers you with the new one. Amen. He covers you with the new one. Many disciples, let Him explain to you in a simple way. Many disciples, they knew that the Master will take him into the heaven. They knew, because when Elijah came, he said, "You know that your Master will take him away?" "Yes, yes, I know, please be quiet." And they knew, but they only looking from the position where they are. So the Bible telling us that there was a 15 prophet looking the journey that these two people were doing, but no one of them followed them. They're just looking. And let me tell you something. Many Christians today, they just want to look at the way you're doing, but they don't want to do what you're doing. They don't want to get up on Sunday morning. They don't want to come to the church. They stay on the front of the TV, but they want your blessing. But that blessing will never come because of the blessings belong to you. The prophets, 50 prophets, looking what happening. Let me tell you something. The double portion of the Holy Spirit, they never took it, the 50 prophets. Only one man took it, who followed the Master until the end. You be faithful to God, and God will bless you. When the temptation come, when problem come, when the difficulty come, when the dispute come, if you're faithful to God, He'll take care of you. You know how many people I'm talking to today? And they told me how you done that. Because in my life, they've been anointed with the presence of God for the day I give my life to Christ. We wanted to be people that when we walk into the street, people will say, "I want to be like him. I want to be like her," because they are the people who bring a blessing to my family. So we are the people that God wanted to be, the person who has a light that we can walk in front of God with the God presence. We, these people, see this man is a church man. This woman is a worshiping woman. This woman is a church woman. They want to see that because the world never offered that. The world offered problem after problem. Problem after problem. Elijah received the blessing. Elijah took this prophet, took this servant into four places that he needed to learn. To serving God, you needed to go through all of these hard place. You needed to go to possess this place from God's presence. And let me say this, my dear friend. I will challenge you today that you pay the price to experience Jesus into your life. You know, to be Christian is not easy. But consequently, this day in the whole world, they want to have a freedom, they want not to discriminate people, they want you not to say this, that we have so many rules and regulations that come to our church, that if you have a time to come and see us, we cannot even touch people's hands anymore, we cannot even embrace people to say, I love you, because there will be problem with the laws in this country they put it in. But let me tell you something, if you change and pay the price and experience Jesus into your life, all this thing will be supervised and super blessing into your life. You and I, we needed to start and to understand that Christian life is a life that God wants us to go from blessing to blessing, from glory to glory, from power to power. Amen. You and I, we have this book that teaching us. We have a God word that teaching us. If you get this is word, and you read, and you put into action, and you practice into action, God will love you. An infinite love. Infinite love. Resist the devil and that he will run away from you. Amen. Resist the devil and that he will run away from you. Because the devil has no power over you. Only the power have what you give into him. Amen. The power you have is in Jesus' name. And you can say to the devil, behind me. You have not. Many times I speak to the devil. I say, devil, behind me. Because he comes with thoughts, he comes with the accusation, he comes with the bad things in my mind. And I said, devil, behind me. You are defeated in Jesus' name. So we wanted to receive the double anointing of the Holy Spirit into our life. Remember that you and I, we got to go to this four place. We got to go to Gilgal, where the place of God. We got to Bethel, where the people worship God. We got to go to Jericho to destroy the work of the devil. We got to pass through the River Jordan, where we can baptize our life with God's presence. We rise from new life. Can we stand before the Lord this morning?